Survey: Trump dominance in Republican race remains steady, DeSantis in teens. By Hannah Blow on August 18, 2023. Most Republicans and Republican-leaning independents support former President Donald Trump in the primary, roughly 1 week ahead of the first GOP presidential debate. The latest survey from The Economist/YouGov found most, 53%, of Republicans and Republican-leaners support Trump in the crowded field of GOP candidates. Florida Governor DeSantis continues to struggle to gain any ground, coming in a distant second, 38 points behind Trump with 15% support. No other candidate listed came close, as anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy came in 11 points behind DeSantis with 4% support. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and former Vice President Mike Pence followed with 3% support each, and remaining candidates saw 2% support or less. Notably, Trump's lead among GOP leaners who are registered voters ticks up to 55%, while DeSantis comes in with 16% support. The survey also asked respondents, if the Republican presidential primary in your state were held today and favored candidate was not on the ballot, who would you vote for? Given that most support Trump, DeSantis emerges as the top second-choice candidate with 23%, followed by 17% who said Ramaswamy and 11% who said Trump. But according to the survey's summary, DeSantis's 23% is actually down 12 points from the 35% he saw 1 month ago. Related video, exclusive, Trump on DeSantis. He's crashing badly, will be superseded in second place. The emailed summary of the survey also observed that many Republicans who prefer Trump list no second choice. One-third, 32%, either say they are not sure about a second choice, 19%, or say they would not vote, 14%. Further, Trump supporters appear to be souring on DeSantis. In July, 49% listed him as their second choice, compared to 32% who do so now. The survey was taken August 12 to 15. Among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens and comes as Trump faces a fourth indictment at the hands of a grand jury in Georgia. While Trump initially announced this week that he will hold a major news conference on Monday, predicting complete exoneration following a presentation of what the former president described as a large, complex, detailed but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud which took place in Georgia, he has since canceled it. Rather than releasing the report on the rigged and stolen Georgia 2020 presidential election on Monday, my lawyers would prefer putting this, I believe, irrefutable and overwhelming evidence of election fraud and irregularities in formal legal filings as we fight to dismiss this disgraceful indictment, Trump wrote.